Chapter 2 We Sackett's been going down to New Orleans ever since there was a town yonder. This time I wasn't going to see the lights or dance the fandango, but to help Orrin work out a trail. The trail along which we had to read sign was 20 years cold, and it was the trail of our own father. Pa was what you'd call a wandering man, a mountain man in his later years, who understood the trapping of fur and how to get along with the red man. He had been to the Shining Mountains a time or two, but the last time, he never come home. That wasn't so unusual as to raise sweat on a man, for those were parlous times, and many a man went west, and nobody saw anything of him after that, but maybe his hair at some Indian's belt. We boys knew the country ways, and we figured Pa was thrown from his horse somewhere on the high plains, got caught without water, or run short of powder and lead with the Indians closing in. There was a sight of things could happen to a body in western lands, and betwixt us we'd come up against most of them. The trouble was with Ma. She was growing old now, and with the passing of years her memories turned more and more to Pa, and to wondering what had become of him. She was fearful he might be stove up and helpless somewhere back in the hills, or maybe held hostage by some Indians. Of a night Ma didn't sleep very well, and she'd sit up in her old rocker and worry about Pa. Now, Pa was a knowing kind of man. He could make do with mighty little, and, given time, he could edge himself out of any kind of a fix. We boys figured that if Pa was alive, he'd come home, one way or t'other. We were living in New Mexico now. Tyrell was trying to sell his holdings near Mora, figuring on moving west to the new town of Shalico. Orrin was busy with his law practice, but he said he could take some time, and I guess I was actually free to roam. Anyway, no woman except Ma would worry for me. I'll go to New Orleans, Tell, Orrin told me, and I'll check what records I can find. When you come along down, I'll try to have a starting place. The three of us sat down with Ma to talk over Pa's last days at home to find some clue to just where he was going. The Rockies are a wide and wonderful bunch of mountains, but they aren't just one range. There are hundreds of them, so where in the high up hills do you begin to hunt for a man? Do you start hunting sign in the Black Hills or the Big Belts, the Absaracus, Sawatch, or Sangre de Cristos?